Welcome to the Level Up with KDB podcast, where performance meets spirituality and you get all the tools you need to unlock your next level of badassery in life and business. I'm KDB, airline pilot, human design coach, side hustle extraordinaire and crazy cat lady, and I know what it's like to have a vision for your life that is so big that it feels bananas. I know what it's like to be busy and still want to live an abundant and fulfilling life. And I know that you have everything you need to achieve all of that without burning out. I know you're going to bring your dreams to reality. How do I know? Because if I can do it, so can you. Each week, I and a series of guests will share human design insights, manifestation secrets, energetics and mindset tools that you can use to start stepping into your power as the conscious creator of your most aligned life. Buckle in, baby, because it's going to be a sweet, sweet ride. Hey, hey, welcome back. I am super chuffed to be here with you today. Thanks so much for tuning in. You know how much I appreciate it. I always get so excited when I get to hang out with you in this space. I love podcasting and I love that we get to do this together. So thank you for being here. It is that time of month, the time of month where we get to ponder the energetics of the solar transit through your human design chart, specifically how the sun's activations of the gates as it transits our chart is going to affect us in life and business. But even better than that, we get to really look at how we can apply it on a practical level, how we can apply these energetics on a practical level to help us live a better life and be bigger badasses in business. What more do you want, right? I truly love the energy reports. I think they're such a fun way for us to really, well, it's a fun way to have some self-care. It's a fun way to have some personal development. And it's a fun way to infuse energetics into your business if that's what you're doing with your life at the moment. No matter where you are in your life, no matter what you're focusing on, the energy reports have something for you. So even if you're not in business, even if you're not a side hustler, don't even sweat it, because these energy reports are so, so good to just give you a little bit of insight into what is going on in terms of the energetics and how you can harness them to make life easier. So loving that, right? Loving it. This month actually is really cool for business, though, and I think you'll see that as we go through the energy report. There's a lot of really beautiful, kind of savvy business energy, like a really great space for us to be able to take a little bit of a reset, kind of refocus where we've come from, like what we've achieved already. Like, we're in April, holy crap, we're like a quarter of the way through the year. And the energetics are really supportive of us, like reflecting, and not only that, but actually being able to get clear on where we might need to pivot, might need to course correct to help us, you know, step more in alignment and become more magnetic. So that's really cool. I also have something super special for you. So you can think of this if you're pondering starting a business, if you're pondering starting a side hustle, or you already have started a side hustle or a business, and you are just really committed to making sure that your business is a beautiful, aligned part of your life rather than a stressful freaking energy suck, then I wanted to help you understand a little bit more about how human design can actually support you on that journey. Because as you know already, I am all about you being able to create that extra wealth, create that extra income without having to hustle like a mad dog, without having to drive yourself into the ground, and actually with a vision for long-term sustainable success rather than a quick flash in the pan, you know, maybe a quick sugar hit of cash, but no real sustainability in it. Like, that's okay, but I want more for you, right? I want you to have long-term sustainable success in a business or side hustle that sets your soul on fire. I think there is sometimes a little bit of confusion about like, well, how does human design even support me on that journey and what would that look like? So I made a really cool resource for you, which is a business by design checklist. So it actually is an essential checklist to help you understand how you can use your human design for business alignment. So there's four phases through this checklist. It goes into the fundamentals, so what you really need to know to get started on infusing human design and powerful, potent energetics into your business. And then the second phase is how to experiment with it, because as you know, human design is an experiment. You know, with any of these incredible tools, the knowledge is great, but what's it all for if we don't use it, right? So in phase two of the checklist, you learn how you can actually put those fundamentals into practice to be able to experiment with your design. Then phase three talks about how you can level up energetically in your business. And then phase four really dives into the embodiment, the almost bringing it all together so that on a day-to-day basis, you can work with your design and it becomes second nature, which is really the goal when you start working with your human design, is to make it so much of a practice that being in alignment is effortless. And yeah, God, it feels good. It feels good, let me tell you, when you start trusting that you can build your business your way instead of, oh God, following all the other BS rules that, yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that because you know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know how passionate I am about you doing it your way. So if you're ready to ditch the cookie cutter approaches and tap into your own wisdom, then that checklist is available for you through the link in the show notes. So get in amongst that. Why not have a look? Even if you're just a little bit intrigued, it's free, right? So download it, see what you think. And I'd love to hear how you go with it, if you find it helpful or not, what you think would be more helpful. I'm always open to that. All right, so shall we do it? I'm so pumped to get into the transit, the solar transit through our design, and check out what gates are activated through the month of April. Let's get started, hey? So starting between the 1st and the 4th of April, we are in the energy of gate 21, which is housed in your ego center. Now, I have talked about the will center before, so just to clear that up, this particular energy center, so there are 9 energy centers in your chart, right? And this particular center has 3 different names, which is very confusing. They are the ego, the will, and the heart. That's 3 names for this same energy center. And I did a whole podcast episode back a couple of weeks ago. Eek, I lie. It wasn't a couple of weeks ago. It was back in January, but that's how fast this year has gone. Early January, episode 46, I'll link it in the show notes as well. The reason I'm talking about this is because the will center is all about motivation and drive. And there are 7/8 of the population that do not have a defined will center. And that does really, it's an important part of your energetics. It's an important part of understanding what your relationship to motivation and drive and determination is. So I created a whole episode about that because it's so important, not only in life, but in helping you understand the fluctuations of your motivation in business, right? So check out episode 46, that is linked in the show notes. And there's actually another free resource in there that helps you get to know your will center even more. So that's a double bang for your buck there. but gate 21, which is activated between the 1st and the 4th of April, which is housed in your will center, this particular gate is actually 1/2 of the money channel. So in human design, when 2 of your gates are joined, so if they're both activated to appear, if you will, then that's called a channel. And this gate 21 is the 1/2 of what's commonly known as the money channel. And it's called the money channel because the energy held within this is really the energy that really knows how to collect and distribute resources that support the collective and thriving. So not just yourself, but it is about collective abundance and equitable and smart allocation of resources. The purpose of Gate 21 is really to ensure material security, safety and security for the collective. And in its highest expression, this really helps us come home to it. It actually invites us to be very aware of what our relationship to our self-worth is in our own inner world so that our actions reflect that. And what I mean by that is being very grounded in the knowing that you are worthy and deserving of abundance and material safety and security, and that being kind of what tethers you to your own natural rhythms and rituals in terms of working and creating income or creating material resources. So to make that a little bit clearer, the shadow expression of this energy is hoarding or undervaluing your time, undervaluing your energy, and that energy kind of driving you to hustle, grind, maybe breach some boundaries that are not supportive of you building a sustainable future. So you can see, so the higher expression is being really grounded in your self-worth enough to know that you don't have to compromise in order to create safety and security in your life and the material realm. And in the shadow expression, it's really like hoarding, undervaluing yourself, and breaching boundaries that are actually really life-giving and supportive of you living your most aligned and thriving life. It can also show up as gripping too tightly to resources or being rigid in the way that you share, and that underlying fear that you're not being supported, you know, and that driving you to be over-controlling of your material resources. Sometimes the shadow of gate 21 can actually show up as overspending or overinvesting in order to force growth of something that you that isn't really in alignment for you. And I see this a lot in the online business world, especially with so much noise around, you know, marketing and messaging and how this is the right way to grow your business. And really, sometimes I think when we our business growth is a little bit slower than we want it to be, maybe we get into the cycle of like, fuck, I just need the next quick fix answer, right? And that underlying energy beneath that is often like, I don't know enough, I'm not enough, I'm not worthy enough to create it with what I've got now. And what I really love about Gate 21 is it helps us remember that we are always worthy of creating abundance in a way that feels in alignment for us. We don't have to hustle. We don't have to follow guru advice. And so through this time between the 1st and the 4th of April, I think it would be a really cool opportunity for you, specifically if you're in business, to just look at, over the last quarter, what have you invested in out of a fear that if you didn't invest in it, you wouldn't be good enough, you wouldn't know enough to create the, you know, the extra income that you want. Where have you invested in courses that you haven't completed? That's a really good sign. And or on the flip side of that, where have you not been willing to invest? Where have you been hoarding your money because you're scared that you won't see the return on your investment? Now, I'm not saying that if you've been hoarding it, it's because you shouldn't, like that you shouldn't be hoarding it. I'm just saying, get really honest with yourself about realistically what could be the return on your investment if you were willing to invest in something. Because, you know, nothing changes if nothing changes. So if you are experiencing resistance in life or business, then perhaps it is time to actually start spending more money in the right places, right? And that's the trick. We've got to be very discerning. And you can use your human design to support you on that as well, right? Like, use your strategy and authority to help understand what is worthy of your investment. I think one of the common things that a lot of solopreneurs really resist investing in is outsourcing. And, you know, I've been there, I've been on that journey and only just recently started outsourcing, and it's been freaking life-changing in my business and for my mental health, for my energetics, all of it. So, you know, just something to keep in mind. If you are not in business, this is still a really great time to look at your relationship to your material wealth. Do you feel like you are excited to invest? Do you feel like you are really connected to the idea that we live in a win-win universe, that you are supported and that you can actually create wealth? You can actually create sustainable abundance for yourself. And if you're not, what sort of support do you think you would need to enable you to do that? What support do you think you would need to be able to start trusting that you are able to create wealth? There are, you know, I actually really love money mindset and manifestation stuff that talks about financial growth, because I think we are living in this time where literally everything is possible, and we just need to have our minds open to that. So if you feel like you're someone that really struggles with money mindset, between the 1st and the 4th of April might be a really beautiful time to go on that journey. You know, there are so many resources online. There are so many opportunities to really get to the core of like what might be driving behaviors that are making you grip too tight or overspend or panic spend or any of that stuff. Do you need support healing money wounds, right? That's a question you might like to ask yourself. All right. So that's between the 1st and the 4th. Gate 21 housed in your ego center. Between the 5th and the 10th of April, we are still in the will center with gate 51, which is the catalyst for change. And this is what I was talking about in terms of business. Like, this is a time for us to really reflect and in the early stages of this year, be able to make any small pivots we need to be able to come back into alignment. Here's the thing with the gate 51 though. It actually is about pushing into your growth zone. It's about looking at things almost from a completely new perspective, a kind of what if all things were possible, what would I do differently? You know, if I was not limited by my conditioning, if I wasn't limited by my life experience and the things, you know, that I've gone through that have shaped and molded me, then what would I create, right? And gate 51 is a really beautiful time between the 5th and the 10th, while gate 51 is activated, a really beautiful time for you to roll around in that energy. In its highest expression, Gate 51 is really using the strength and wisdom that you've gained through any sort of shock and disruption in your life to be able to support not only yourself through your next level of expansion, but also through others in their challenging times. So this Gate 51 energy, the whole purpose of it is being able to use any sort of disruption as a way to motivate growth, to motivate and give you the courage to push into your growth zone. So you really want to use this time to look at anything in the past that has been quite jarring for you, any major challenges that you've overcome, and how that has given you the tools you need to level up now, right? How that has, all those life experiences have given you everything you need to turn into your next level of you. What would that next level look like? What do you want it to look like? This is a time to play and imagine that, right? This is a time to really get into that space of like, everything is possible. So what am I going to create? And what do I need to use? What wisdom that I've already experienced and gained from my life experience do I need to apply to be able to do that? So the shadow expression of Gate 51 is not trusting that some challenges are for our highest good and they're actually catalysts for growth. Sometimes the shadow expression really is when we see hard times as proof that we shouldn't be growing, proof that we shouldn't be moving forward. It's when we waste energy on trying to finger point and find someone to blame for the troubles in our life rather than looking at it from the framework of like, okay, well, this fucking sucks, or that fucking sucked, but look where I am now, or what is the gold nugget in this? Like, what am I learning from this? And, you know, sometimes it's not all that easy, right? Sometimes when we're in amongst these hard times, these upheavals, it can be very hard to know what the lesson is when we're in the middle of it. But if you go into it, if you are in it right now, if you're someone that's like really in a bit of a shitty space right now, if you can tune into the energy, even if for just a moment, of all possibilities exist and this situation I'm in is guiding me to something better, what do you think it could be? Even if it was just your best guess, you know, just let your mind wander, let yourself dream about that. And then in terms of business, what you're actually doing is giving yourself a chance to tap into new possibilities. I mean, in life and business, you're giving yourself that gift when you go through that process. But in business in particular, it actually stops you from repeating the same behaviors that might not be help supporting your business growth, right? Same for in life. It actually helps you kind of shift gears out of that stuckness that keeps us from repeating patterns of behavior. So, some questions for Gate 51. What uncomfortable, shitty experience from your past can you see clearly now have been a huge catalyst for your growth? The reason this is important is that it actually allows you to have a little bit more confidence that if you are in a bit of a maybe less than desirable situation in your life or business right now, like, it's not all doom and gloom, right? You came out the other side of some other really shitty experiences in the past before, and you know, you will never be the same coming out the other side of challenges like that. So can you just reflect, take some time to reflect on those and help that be a process, let that be a process that helps you feel grounded and know that no matter what you're going through right now, there's potential for so much more expansion. If you are in business, maybe you can ask yourself, how can I use those experiences from the past or any situation that I've navigated before that's been really jarring to actually provide support for my community? Now, if you're in a service-based industry, this is going to be a lot more relevant, but even still, you know, there's always new ways to talk to our community. And if it's sharing stories about how you've overcome adversity or how you've overcome resistance or whatever it is that you've been through in your life to end up where you are now, then that's great, right? Because that's how we help each other. That's how we support each other and link arms and navigate as a collective through life is through storytelling and sharing our lived experience. The next question you might want to ask yourself is, do you know what it feels like to push out of your comfort zone versus being out of alignment? Because like I said earlier, sometimes the shadow expression of Gate 51 can actually be we experience a hard time and we give up because we're like, oh, well, it wasn't ease and flow, so it probably wasn't meant for me. I'm laughing because I've done it. I've done it myself. But most of the time, and the journey through understanding your human design really supports you on this, on knowing whether you're in alignment versus, you know, pushing out of alignment versus pushing your comfort zone. But yeah, ask yourself, do you know what it feels like? What experience have you had in the past that you know was in alignment, but it felt fucking uncomfortable? I shared the story, the lessons that I learned from doing my command upgrade at work. And that's a really good example of me going so far outside of my comfort zone that it would have been really easy for me to be like, no, this is obviously out of alignment because it's really fucking hard. But I knew that it was in alignment because of the core values work that I've done, because of how intimate I am with my design, right? So it's a really powerful process to go through, obviously not just in this period between the 5th and the 10th of April, but also just in general in life and business. Like, get really fucking clear on what your core values are, what your human design feels like, the language of your human design feels like as it's speaking through you, so that you know, even when things are uncomfortable, even when life is shitty, even when it's all jarring and stressful, that you can trust yourself to know whether you should keep going in pursuit of whatever you're working towards or whether it's time to drop it like it's hot. All right. So that was Gate 51, the catalyst for change. It's housed in your ego center and it's active through the solar transit between the time of the 5th and the 10th of April. Okay. Moving on, between the 11th and the 15th of April, Gate 42, which is housed in your sacral, which is our workforce energy center, this is activated. And this is actually all about bringing order to action so that cycles can be completed and enjoyed. Again, another great energy for business, right? Especially for those of us who are solopreneurs, really peddling, you know, peddling and peddling, trying to keep all the balls in the air. If you're a side hustler and you've got a full-time job and children and all the things, I mean, who isn't living in a gloriously full life, right? We all are. But this Gate 42 energy is just so powerful, bringing order to the things that you do in your day-to-day life so that you can actually finish some shit, tie some stuff in a nice little bow and put it to the side and be like, yeah, I did it. I got it done. So the overarching energy is this natural ability to move from confusion to clarity and then continue to move forward to bring a project to a conclusion. So you can see the sacral energy in this gate, right? It is a bit of workforce energy that is infused with direction, which is so, so great, because when we are, there is nothing worse than moving fast in no direction. I think that's something really hard for the human brain to feel comfortable with. Even if we don't see the whole path ahead of us, that's totally fine, but it's really nice for us to have some sort of, you know, eyes on the prize, some sort of, even if it's just a broad direction that we're working through. And so gate 42 actually helps us focus on the little things that need to be done in order to achieve the big things. It re-energizes and gives us momentum to any processes that we've got going so that we can bring things to a nice little end. It actually helps to kind of flush out any stagnancy as well. Any uncertainty or confusion can kind of be almost like flushed out through this time between the 11th and the 15th. So things that you might want to look at are, what projects have you started that have kind of been simmering away, but they're not quite complete yet? And, you know, depending on your energy type, I think manifestors and manifesting generators tend to have a little bit of a complicated relationship with starting things and not completing them. And again, like, sometimes it's actually in alignment for you to not complete things. Sometimes it's more in alignment to outsource the completion of a project or collaborate with someone to support you on that journey. But sometimes it really is just like you haven't pushed through that discomfort of uncertainty or lack of clarity, whatever it might be, in order to bring something to an end. So if that's the case, like, you're listening to this hopefully at the start of April, pencil in between the 11th and the 15th some time to wrap up some projects that you've been working on. And it might not actually be that you need to wrap up the project. It might be that you actually need to check in with your strategy and authority, check in with how you're feeling about the projects that you're working on to see if they're still in alignment. And if they're not, then, you know, it's always okay to drop it like it's hot. There's always times where you want to let go of things in your life and business that are no longer in alignment. And to be fair, like, the sooner the better. If you know that they're not in alignment, don't carry on for the sake of carrying on, right? So such an awesome energy. Put it in your diary, the 11th and the 15th. Embrace that energy of gate 42 that's going to really enhance your ability to move from confusion to clarity and bring any sort of loose ends that you've had from the first quarter of the year to a head, so that you can then move into the next cycle, I guess. Feels quite nice, right? Okay, then between the 16th and the 21st, we're looking at gate 3. Oh, this is also housed in the sacral, and it is the energy of the wounded healer. Very supportive of the gate 51. You know, we were talking about our jarring experiences, potential wounding that has allowed us to expand and grow in gate 51. And now gate 3 is also helping us understand how our challenging life experiences actually fuel new innovative creations. They help us, this energy helps us take chaos, take struggle, take any shitty times, and let them be a spark for deepening your connection to your own wise counsel and also developing unique methods that support the collective to do the same. Now, what that really means, what all of that really means, is that this time between the 16th and the 21st is time for you to perhaps turn down the noise of external influence and start trusting your own wise counsel again. A lot of, actually, in the Business by Design checklist, in that first phase, it's actually about, you know, coming home to the foundations of your human design. And those foundations are your energy type, strategy, and authority, right? Those three things really help you learn to trust yourself. They help you learn to take your power back from all the gurus and help you trust that you are the guru, right? And this gate three energy is super supportive of that. And actually, when we allow ourselves to play in this space of like, I don't necessarily need to be told what to do. I need to have some space, create some space, retreat a little bit so I can actually figure out what the fuck to do myself. I can feel into what the fuck to do myself. Does that make sense? Like, we can't hear the language of our human design. We cannot hear the language of our intuition unless we take time to really be intentional with our space and our energy and protect it. You know, sometimes we just have to retreat in order to learn to trust ourselves again, to listen and then trust. So some questions that you might find helpful over this period between the 16th and the 21st are, can you see and do you value the unique ways that you've transcended struggle to actually navigate life's challenges on your own? And can you celebrate that? Like, can you celebrate the fact that you really have navigated some incredibly challenging times in your life? And you, through those experiences, you developed so much wisdom, so much strength. Can you just celebrate that? Let that be, if that's all you do through this period of the 16th to 21st, I think that's super valuable anyway. And then if you want to go deeper, you could ask yourself, like, how do I feel about being my own guide? How do I feel about living life on my terms? How do I feel about building my business on my terms? Like, really, what is your response in your body when I say those things? Do you believe that it's possible? Because you actually were born with an internal compass. Your soul knows where you're going. Like, our brain doesn't necessarily know where we're going because it's got all the complicated fuckery of conditioning, right? But your soul knows. Your soul's not confused. It's just that the language of your soul, your energy, is subtler than the language of and the noise of our brain and external influence. And so this gate three is really inviting you to just investigate. Like, if you trusted yourself, what would your life look like? If you trusted that when you had an excited feeling about something, that was worthy of investigating. If you trusted that when you were repulsed by something, when you were concerned about something, not on a thought process level, but on a body level, you know, that intuitive knowing that we get in our bodies, use your human design strategy and authority to help get more clarity about what the language of the universe speaking through you actually feels like, what your own inner guidance feels like. But what would your life look like if you took your power back from other people and instead trusted yourself to be your own wise counsel? It's not going to be smooth sailing, let me tell you that much, because you're a human and we always second guess ourselves, and that's part of the journey, and it's part of the journey to actually building more trust, which is so, so beautiful. I just don't want you to think that it's all going to be rainbows and lollipops and you're not going to make some bad decisions sometimes. But that's bad decisions are not fatal, right? Bad decisions are not a problem. They're just opportunities for you to learn and grow. So between the 16th and the 21st of April, gate three, it's housed in your sacral. It is the energy of the wounded healer inviting you to reflect on how you've been through so much in your life and how you can use that wisdom as part of the trust mechanism that helps you lean into being your own wise counsel. We're going to take a short break, and when we get back, we are diving into the energetics between the 22nd and the 27th of April. Hey, how's your self-care game at the moment? You know, I am all about prioritizing your mental, emotional, and energetic health to ensure you feel the magic of an aligned and fulfilling life. And, you know, the fact that you're listening to this episode means I know you get it. You know that this is an important part of being your most badass version, but let's not forget our beautiful bodies, the vessel that allows us to be the bridge between your soul journey and rolling around in the bliss of your 3D reality. Your skin and hair health is absolutely a part of that and goes far beyond just slapping some cream on last minute before you walk out the door. It goes beyond that. The truth is that a nourishing skin and hair care routine can be a sacred part of your day. A beautiful ritual that helps you reconnect with your body, be in reverence for it, and on top of all of that, help you feel confident with glowing skin and healthy hair. Rodan & Field Skin and Hair Care is premium, dermatologically designed and results-driven solutions with something for everyone. Blending premium ingredients with cutting-edge dermatological science, whether you're fighting the signs of aging, tackling skin imperfections like acne, scarring, pigmentation, or dealing with hair concerns like hair fall or frizziness, we have totally got you covered. And because we believe in our results-driven formulas so much, we offer a full 60-day money-back guarantee. Do you know of any other skincare brand that will let you use their products until the bottle is empty? And then, if you don't get the results you're looking for, you can send the empty bottle back and get a full refund. Why? Because we believe in our products so much, and we are here to support your journey towards radiant skin and luscious hair risk-free. We want to make it so easy for you to look and feel amazing, no matter what age, no matter what stage of life you're in. You don't have to put up with dry red skin. You do not have to put up with acne or thinning hair. You can start looking and feeling younger and more confident, and you can start today. If you are intrigued and you want to find the right solutions for you, take the Skin and Hair Solutions Tool Quiz. The link is in the show notes and it's so much fun. It's like having a derm in your pocket. You'll get a skin analysis and personalized recommendations. It is super simple and such a fun way to discover beautiful solutions unique to your needs. Remember, you're not just taking care of your skin and your hair, you are taking care of you. And that is the most beautiful form of self-love. Okay, so between the 22nd and the 27th, we are in the energy of Gate 27. Oh, Gate 27 is the King of Cups, which is a natural caregiver, right? The overarching energy of the natural sort of nurturer, carer. It's really here. This Gate 27 energy is about supporting us all to feel safe and healthy and as a collective, empowering others to look after themselves as well, like being a role model. You look after yourself and other people see that it's okay for them to look after themselves, not only physically, but also energetically, spiritually, and in the physical realm as well. So the shadow expression of Gate 27 is over giving your time, energy, and resources out of a sense of guilt or martyrdom. Or giving from an empty cup, which is, you know, like that is not helpful for anyone. It really stops other people being self-reliant and it actually facilitates codependency, and that's not helpful for you and it's not helpful for the collective, right? So this energy of Gate 27 is a call for us to check in with, like, how are we? How are we looking after ourselves? How are we nurturing our emotional realms? And how does that flow on to our energetic and our physical realms? Knowing that your prioritization of yourself is vital for the success and fulfillment of your life and definitely your business. And so what does that look like for you right now? Where are you in the spectrum of like prioritizing your own well-being and knowing that that is a really worthy place for you to be spending your time? You know, I mean, I have gotten so much better at this, particularly in the last 6 months. At the end of last year, I was feeling a little bit disillusioned with business, I think, in general, because I was like, wow, like even though I was following my human design, I was still trapped in a cycle of overgiving. And it's interesting because I love to give and I love to support my community and I love to help and I love to help my friends, my family, and everyone in my community. And as soon as I was making space for myself, I had this guilt, right? And so I've had to work through that. And on the other side of it, my business actually looks so different. I can't even tell you how just a minor tweak in the way that I spend my days and the things that I say yes and no to has really positively impacted the way I feel about my businesses, but also the way I'm showing up inside my businesses. And to be honest, I don't think any of the, like, I don't think you guys would notice, because it is a really subtle change, and it's a change in my own emotional well-being, not so much in the outer expression of my business. So this energy of the gate of 27, I want to help you to understand that you don't have to go on some huge healing journey to be able to really tap into this like nuance of like, just look after yourself, just prioritize yourself. If you approached every day with you being the number one priority in your day, or how would that change the way you showed up for your life, your family, your business, your community? Just think about that and see if you are like willing to make even just the smallest tweak to enable you to thrive, to enable you to feel so much more joy in your day-to-day life, because you are prioritizing yourself. Such a beautiful, beautiful energy. So do you need to stop overgiving? Do you need to start saying no to some people? What benefits would that give to not only you, but them? Like, write this out, write it down. Like, what would you gain if you started prioritizing yourself, and why is that important to you? All right, so then moving on between the 28th and the 30th, so the last few days of April, Gate 24, it's housed in the G Center, which is the home of identity. This is the energy of the cocoon. This is where we are taking time out. It's where we're retreating, not in the same way as the Hierophant wounded healer type retreat. This is really about allowing time, space, and nutrients for real growth and transformation. Now, I strongly feel that the other four gates leading up to this in the month of April are actually laying the foundations for us to feel safe enough to do this. I think all of those energies are calling us into those specific themes so that we can then take some time out and actually wrap ourselves up and just go through that subtle evolutionary process that happens when you're tucked up inside a cocoon, when you go from goop to butterfly. You know, no one can see it on the outside. Like, there is just this protective layer helping the vessel for your transformation. And so in a real world scenario, that might look like the vessel might look like you not scheduling as many work appointments. It might look like you not scheduling as many social engagements. It might look like you scheduling more downtime, more recouping time. The cocoon is simply a metaphor for you creating space to let all the reflective processes that you've been through leading up into this point in the month simmer. Let them marinate and let them be the juice that kind of fuels your next phase this year, this next phase in your manifestation process. So, so powerful. And this is an energy that most of us will skip in our manifestation process. Most of us want to be all spark, creative fire, action. This gate 24 is the opposite of that. It is space, it's time, it's marinating. And it really calls us to not rush through life. It really calls for us to let all analytical problem thinking, trying to solve the problem, just be push pause on it for a minute and let your body recoup, let your energy body recoup, let your all that magic, let all that wisdom that you've gained throughout the start of the month really turn into what it needs to turn into. Don't try and control the process. But this is really powerful energy, especially if you feel like you've been stuck in old patterns of behavior that have been limiting your growth. Like, sometimes what we need in order to push through those, or in order to kind of step out of the loop of those patterns is actually just stop trying to solve the problem, stop doing anything. Because when we're in a loop of unhelpful patterns, often we are just doing for the sake of doing rather than doing for any particular reason. So this space and time is going to help you get more clarity about like where should you be spending your time and energy. So some questions that you might like to ask is, when times are slower, when times are not so clear, when the next step ahead is maybe not so clear, can you see the value in taking time to slow down, to allow the transformation to happen without trying to rush to solve any problem? Have you got any evidence in your life up until now to show that this actually is something that happens to you? Have you got experiences where you've gone on holiday and you've just switched off from any sort of stress or pressure that was in your normal day-to-day life? And then on the other side of that, you've come back with renewed clarity. Perhaps you have, you know, and that is one expression of this energy. So I really encourage you at the end of this month, between the 28th and the 30th, to actually pencil in some time to really like even block out your calendar if you want to and just do the things that help you feel calm, feel grounded, feel connected to source and spirit, help you feel connected to your own inner wisdom. Just let yourself be and turn off from doing, for even if it's just for one day, even if it's just for half a day, even better if you can do it for the whole 3 days as gate 24 is activated through the solar transit. And you never know, after that, coming leading into May, maybe then you can just reflect on like, what did you leave behind? What did that cocooning sort of evolutionary process allow for you? And I encourage you to do that so that next time you're in this cycle of needing to bring your energy back, collect your energy back to you, evolve, then you've got proof that it is for a higher purpose, that it is for good reason, and that it's actually really supportive of you thriving and stepping into your next level. Do you know what? I'm pretty sad. Because that is it. That is the gate activations for the month of April. It is, isn't it incredible how they all sync together so beautifully and they're all really supportive of you, no matter whether you're in business or not, they're all really supportive of you allowing yourself to go on a reflective journey and then allow yourself to actually let that reflective journey be turned into something tangible, to let it fuel your growth without having to be so action orientated. Like, I know we're shaking shit up here because the world wants us to take action, but April is more about a little bit of a reset, a little bit of a reflect so that we can move into the rest of the year, making sure that we've made any pivots we needed to, stepped back into alignment where we needed to, shaken off any stagnant energy that we're not willing to take with us for the rest of the year. All right, my love. So there's a couple of links in the show notes for you. I'm going to link the podcast episode about the Will Center. I'm going to link the Business by Design checklist, which is absolutely such a fantastic fucking way for you to really see how you can fit human design into your business and use it in your business to fuel long-lasting, sustainable success. That's what we're all about. And I think that's it. I'll link, as usual, the human design show notes and the link for the Skin and Hair Solutions tool quiz if you are ready to level up your skin and hair care game is also in the show notes. Hope that you are having the most amazing start to April, and I am looking forward to, oh my goodness, next week's episode is amazing. I'm actually not going to reveal the details, but keep an eye on my socials because you are going to be pumped for it. Until next week though, take care, keep milking the shit out of life, and I will catch you next week.